We're back. Episode 372 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Before we dive into today's masterclass expert interview, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there. What's going on, guys? What's going on? This is Alex Pardo here, and I got awesome masterclass lined up for you here with one of my personal business and life coaches, Juan Carlos Bernal, somebody who, as you're about to hear, has been so influential in my life and in the lives of many others. He's a business coach, a life coach, a speaker, a trainer. He works with a lot of entrepreneurs. Small businesses, medium businesses, big businesses. He's also a consultant to many, many large corporations, and somebody who has just a tremendous amount of experience. He's also an entrepreneur himself, specializing in areas of marketing, sales, and leadership. And, like I said, you're about to listen to just how influential and impactful Juan Carlos has been in my life. And we have a very deep conversation here in podcast about purpose and how to find your purpose, about success and what that might truly mean to you, and how to overcome the things and the roadblocks and the barriers that get in our way of achieving success. And many of the things you're about to listen to are actually counterintuitive to what you may even believe and some of the stories you've told yourself. I know that, I share some personal examples with you of how some of these things that are counterintuitive have manifested themselves in my life in a positive way. So, so much we get into on this podcast interview, and this is a long, long time coming. I'm excited for you to dive in and listen to this podcast with my coach, a mentor, a close friend, Juan Carlos Bernal. So let's get into it. Hey, my friends, welcome back to another masterclass here on the Flip Empire Show. And, I cannot tell you how incredibly grateful I am to have the relationship I have with a gentleman I'm about to introduce you to. I have Mr. Juan Carlos Bernal on the podcast today. And for those of you who may not know the name, he is somebody who was introduced to me and has somebody that I truly believe God put into my life almost a decade ago. Many of you who have been following the show know that back in 2009, 10, 11, I made some critical financial mistakes and I was in a pretty big hole debt-wise. And a friend of mine, Armando Cruz, who I've had on the show before, introduced me to Juan. And Juan has coached me, mentored me, and has become a close friend over the course of the last going on, 8, 9 years now, almost a decade. Yeah. Someone who has had just such a big, big impact on my life. Who's worked with me on mindset, finances, business, relationships. I mean, you name it. He has, his fingerprints are all over my life. So I don't know why this is my fault. It's been so long overdue to have you on the podcast, but having said that, it's a true pleasure to have you on, my friend.
It's great to be here, Alex. And it's because the timing is right. That's the reason.
That's
all it is.
There you go. Well, I covered it a bit on the in the introduction, pero why don't we start, if you can kind of let people know, a little bit about your background. You're not a real estate investor. You're an entrepreneur and you're a coach and you're a speaker And like I said, you've had such a big impact on my life, but why don't we get people up to speed with who you are, your background, and ultimately how you started working with people like me and large corporations as well.
Sounds good. I started out about, I come from the consulting world, technology. It was analyst, programming, installing systems, and dealing with the technical aspect of business. And more I did that, the more I realized that I ended up working more on the business than on the technology, because people weren't ready to get the technology up because they needed to fix the business first. So that's how I transitioned into coaching. I found that that's what I love. That's what my passion was, and could work without really working. You know how that feels when you can work and really sometimes even feel guilty that you're getting paid for what you're doing.
I get it.
And so I, back in 2008, decided to do this all out and just leave everything else and just dedicate my life to coaching. And it has been so impactful for me, because I think throughout all these years, the biggest transformation has been within myself, has been the biggest growth. I've worked with international corporations. I've worked with small business, large business individuals. And you come to realize that you always end up working on the individual, that everything just, it's around that. But at the end, it's all about working with the individual. Yeah. And now that's all I do. I travel to Canada, the US, and throughout Latin America, either delivering courses or delivering leadership development or coaching individuals in how to get their fullest potential out there.
Yeah.
And realizing that a lot of it has to do with the individual itself. I take a look at you, for example, and I always say, I always use you as an example, and because you're the guy that has gone through everything possible with me. And it takes a client like you to grow the way you've grown, because you've not only decided to grow your company, but you've decided to grow yourself. And I think that's so impactful, and it's so incredibly related that I've seen your personal growth, and at the same time as that happens, I've seen you grow your business.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Hoang, you were a big part of this years ago. I think you and a few other people instilled in me that success is 80% mental. You know, it's in between your ears. And if you can spend more time working on yourself, becoming the type of person to attract the type of things you want into your life, you know, then you're going to be, you're going to put yourself in a good position. And so many people don't do the inner work. And I truly believe that that's because, honestly, that sometimes can be very challenging. It can be very difficult to do the inner work. And so I know you have a tremendous amount of experience working with people like me and, like I said, large corporations. Why do you think people don't, if they understand that, you know, a lot of success is mindset and doing the inner work, why do you think people punt on that and they don't take the time to work on themselves, and yet they look external for reasons why things aren't happening in their life or their business?
I think the main reason is the society that we live in. We live in a society that it's the quick fixes that we're sold on. You know, it's the microwave society where you want hot coffee, you've got, you know, 30 seconds, you got hot coffee. You want a meal, it's 30 seconds. And you have a pain, you take a pill, and everything is done the easy way. To get results, you try to go that route about reaching it the easy way. And growing personally, is though it's very simple, it is difficult. It causes that. So because it is difficult, we tend to go outward to look for solutions. And we're always looking outward, how to make the next sale, how to close the next client, how to get the next deal done. How do you get the marketing to work? And we spend so much time doing that outer stuff, that we forget that if we stay behind, even if our company grows, what I have found throughout the years is the level of the company is going to come down right to the level where you're at.
That's right.
And it doesn't go past that. It's like you hit a ceiling and there is an invisible force that's stopping you from growth and you can't figure it out. You can't figure out what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's because you haven't turned around and taken a look at yourself and seeing what's going on.
That's right. Well, I think this is a perfect opportunity. Let me take out my phone because I think the seed that was planted to have you on the show, although it's been something I've been wanting to do, is you and I are part of a very small, tiny, mini mastermind with Armando, who I mentioned earlier. And so Juan and Armando have been getting together every Wednesday morning for probably going on over 2 years now.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, but probably 3 years. And it's been so impactful to have these guys in my life. And we just mastermind for an hour. And I think this was last week, Juan, that you sent me a Voxer. You sent us a Voxer. And I'd like to read it here. And then I want you to kind of expound on this. Here it is. Don't aim at success. The more you aim at it and make it a target, the more you're going to miss it. For success, like happiness, cannot be pursued. It must ensue, and it only does so as the unintended side effect of one's personal dedication to a cause greater than oneself. And that was by Viktor Frankl. When you sent me that, immediately I read it like 3 or 4 times, and I'm like, wow, this is such a profound quote, and it's so true. And yet I think what's most fascinating about this quote to me is that it's very counterintuitive to what many entrepreneurs think. So I'd love to hear your thoughts and if you can kind of expound on what this quote means to you and why it's, you know, why you think it resonates with people like me.
The main reason is that we want success. There's not somebody out there that I have met in any of my conferences, in any of my companies, in any of my work that I do with individuals, that there isn't some aspect of success, whatever success means to you, that people want, and we all want it. It's not, it's not something that we can say, no, we're not interested in it. In some aspect of our lives, we're looking for success. The reason that this resonates with me is that we look for it in the wrong place. We look for it, the wrong way. Mm-hmm. We're so concerned with success itself, to making it happen, like if it was a switch that we could turn on, if it was some clothes that we could wear. And unfortunately, a lot of us coaches have had some influence in that, and saying, you know, look the part and act the part. And, you know, phrase?
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. And that has been instilled in us, whereas we even pretend to be successful, just hoping that someday, you know, it just happens. And what I've realized that is it's our purpose is what makes us successful. Mm. I mean, I have come to realize in recent years that even if I don't sell a single program, even if nobody wants to buy it, even if nobody is following me, even if people are, you know, I don't make it big, I can be successful because I'm following my purpose. And fortunately, it usually doesn't, it never happens that way. You actually follow your purpose, and then everything that you consider success happens to you.
That's right.
But it's all about the concentration. Where's your focus? If the focus is on being successful, then you miss out on helping people, on loving people, on loving yourself, on caring for people, on doing what drives you. And that is what attracts success. Success mm-hmm. is something that we discover, yeah. something that we unfold, something that we carry around with us, and we don't have to pretend. Yeah. It just, I think recently I heard from David Hawkins, he was a doctor that died back in a few years ago. And in one of his conferences, he says, just be yourself and people will love you. And that resonated so much with me. He goes, we spend so much time being somebody else, trying to be successful, like the next door person or the big guy in the conferences or the big real estate tycoon. And we're always trying to pretend to be all these people. And we realize that we get farther and farther away from who we really are, from our purpose and our passion. And then that's where success just slides from us and hides from us, right?
Juan, there's so much that I want to unpack with this. One of the things that I've come to realize, at least for me, I think authenticity to me is the new currency. You know, and in a day and age that we live with social media, where people are starving for likes and they're starving for comments, we're defining success based on how we what we perceive others to see us as, and that's external and that's very superficial. If that's how you define success, and if you constantly need validation from others, I think you're going to be miserable. I think you're going to have a hard time finding happiness and truly being quote unquote successful, however you may define that. So I love the fact that you said, you know, love yourself, look inward. And what I'd like to challenge people listening to this podcast right now do is, you know, take out a sheet of paper and define what success actually means to you, because we can all have a different definition of success. What I might consider success to be is could be potentially different than what you feel success. And I think so many people look outwardly and they look at social media, or, you know, they look at people from the outside and they look at their lives and say, well, now I'm comparing myself to them and I'm not successful because I see that. And I think that's a flawed mentality. That's not the way to approach this. So I wanted to just mention that. We just had our Ascend Mastermind retreat a couple of months ago. And when we went around the room and we asked people, hey, what's the one thing you want to get out of this? Probably half the room, Juan, was struggling finding their purpose.
Wow.
So you talked about purpose. You know, I wrote this down. You said our purpose is what makes us successful. For somebody listening to this that might struggle to determine or find out what their purpose is, what advice would you give that person?
It was if you're troubled by it, I first of all congratulate you and I honor you for it, because it means you're looking for it. Mm-hmm. So many people just go by life without even knowing that they have a purpose, and they miss out. And at the end, it's they never know if they even accomplished it or not, or if they lived their purpose or not, I should say. And specific advice is take time. It's not something that is that you can find in a textbook. It's not something that you're going to find in a podcast or in a good program. It's something that you're going to find in yourself. We don't create our purpose. We find it. We discover it. And we need to realize that God sends you here with a purpose already. And what you need to do is just find that purpose. And a lot of times it's, once again, it's one of those things that it's very simple, but it's difficult because you got to dig in, you got to find out, you know. It's a lot of my clients are very worried that when they find their purpose, it's something that they're not going to love, or it's something so far away from what they do, or it's something that they don't even will want to do, that they avoid it. And the reality is when you find your purpose, you find yourself, you find that you finally realize that this is who I am. This is what I was made to do.
Yeah.
This is what I was created for. And what happens is everybody around you starts telling you the same thing. That's what happened with me with coaching. Coaching is not my purpose. My purpose is to elevate the consciousness of people so that they can find their full potential and go out in the world and be the best they can be. That's my purpose. And I can do that through coaching, through teaching, through so many different things. But coaching was very good fit for that. But when I discovered that was my purpose, I stopped working. I literally said, this is it, you know. And from then on, what I do is when I'm at full delivering my purpose, or being my purpose, I should say, it feels so natural. It feels so good. Being here with you today, talking to your audience and letting them know that their potential is within them and I'm not outside. I could do this all day long. And this is what I was made for. This is my purpose, to call out people and let them know that they have this tremendous potential inside of them.
Yeah. I wanna read to you a quote by Pablo Picasso that is about purpose, because I'm fascinated by this topic, because I've had so many conversations with entrepreneurs that really struggle in this area. And I don't know that people are really talking about it, because maybe it's just not sexy. But Pablo Picasso, obviously many, many moons ago, said, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." And another quote that I found really, really powerful and impactful. So we now know that finding your purpose is not, probably, it's not a light switch. It's not something that you're going to just automatically discover, but it's going to come through, in most cases, doing a lot of inner work. Is there a specific process, system, steps that you have found has worked for you or for other clients, entrepreneurs that you've worked with as far as discovering the purpose?
I can mention one exercise that I use often. It's a few questions that if you answer them, starts giving you some ideas. The first one is find out what you were doing when you were younger as a child. What did you love? What came natural with you? And for this, I would go to your parents, ask them, mom, dad, you know, my aunt or my, if I have an older brother, is it, what did you find in me that I was really good at? You know, without going to school, without anything, that I was really creative and really came natural to me. And that starts giving you some idea of those natural gifts that you have inside. The next thing I would ask is, think about yourself in the present or in the future or wherever you're at your age, and imagine that your daughter is graduating from college and she's giving a speech on her graduation day, and she goes, and I want to talk to about my mom or your dad or my dad, what would she say about you? What would you have her, what would you love to have hear coming out of her mouth saying when she talks about you? You know? And then the next one is you come out in the newspaper, you're in the big headline, you know, Miami Herald, right? Big headline. And it states, Alex just created X and impacted all of our society. What did you create? What happened? What was it that impacted the society that made so much?
I absolutely love that. One other exercise I'll throw in, which is very similar to the you know, your daughter's giving a speech at her graduation, is I went to an event and they had us go through an exercise. And what's interesting, they actually mentally put us in a state where we have passed away and we have the ability to witness our own funeral. And the person that's up there giving your eulogy, two-part exercise, what would they say about you? Or no, I'm sorry. What would you want them to say about you is the first exercise. And we'd have about 15, 20 minutes to write everything down. And the second part of the exercise, which was really interesting because half the room got really, really emotional. The second part of the exercise was, write what they would say if they were not allowed to lie. In other words, if they had to speak the truth. And the idea behind these two exercises is to see how big of a gap there is between what you would want them to say and what they would actually say. In the middle could be found your purpose. In the middle is why probably God put you on here. And for most people, they're not saying, well, they were a multimillionaire and they did this or that. It wasn't about money for most people, what they would want others to say. It was about the impact they had, the type of person they were, the, you know, how they made other people feel. For many people, it was along those same lines. And so that's another exercise I wanted to mention because it goes right in line with some of yours. And I think this can be all tied into just what we were talking about at the beginning of the podcast, Hoang, is doing the inner work. So much comes out of that when you focus on yourself and you focus on, you know, really figuring out why God put you on this earth. Or if you're listening to this and you don't believe in God, a higher power, whatever it is to you, you were put here for a reason. You got to discover your gifts and then give it away.
Yeah. You mentioned that exercise. I just used it with a 20-year-old girl that was deciding her career. And what I had her do is write her own eulogy, you know, write your eulogy. And she just burst out in tears because it just went so deep with how much she wanted. And she's 20 and she goes, this is the last question I would have asked myself, you know, when she was very young. So the exercises along that line are those exercises that get you start moving. You know, what would people talk about, and which one, what table would you sit at, and what theme are they talking about in a wedding or in a party? Yeah. If they're make a party for you and you're coming into the backyard and everybody's talking about you and they don't know you're there yet, what are they saying about you? Mm-hmm. These are things that start moving those juices about purpose. The other thing is that we got to realize that we have needs. You were mentioning before, as far as sometimes we look at success as the likes or how much money we have or what car or house. And it's because these needs that we have that we're enslaved by them, mm-hmm. that because we don't let go of them, we can't have them. We spend so much time fighting to fulfill that need. And let me tell you, you're not going to fulfill it. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. You're still going to want more. Right. I don't care how many cars you have. You're going to want to have more. And right now you might say, no, I'll be satisfied with just covering my debt. That's until you cover your debt. Then you'll want more. Because we have that as humans, we have that old brain instilled in us still, that reptilian brain that needs more, that's always searching to get more. And mm-hmm. that's that need until we let it go and be free from it. We were talking about it on our last mastermind, how when we release that need is that when things start flowing and start happening.
Right.
And then everything comes together, because then you can really look at yourself and say, what is my purpose? Because the reason we don't look at what our purpose is because we're afraid that our purpose is not going to meet our needs.
Yeah. Hoang, there's so many questions I want to ask you just based off of what you just shared, and just to kind of open it up and let everybody in on this. So we were on a call, and I remember I was at the park grabbing a workout in the middle of this call, and I was sharing with Hoang how I was having some challenges within the business, one particular part of the business, and I wasn't getting what I was really focused on and what I was really looking at. And he shared that with me. He said, it's because you're too focused on it. And I forgot the exact words, but you're pressing. You're like, it's almost like you're trying too hard and you're not letting it naturally flow. And immediately the light bulb went off. And I told myself when we hung up, I said, I'm just going to let go and let God. Like, I know I've put in the work, I've done the reps, so to speak. And it was amazing that within a 5, 6, 7 day period, next time we talked, I said, I let go and XYZ are the results. And it wasn't that I couldn't believe it, but it's so amazing that when you actually see things become a reality so quickly, when you just implement something, and I just let go. And I said, I'm not going to worry about this. I'm just going to let it kind of take its course. I still worked, obviously. But it just happened naturally, man. And
what's funny is that you'll get the results. It's not, you're not going to get the results. It's just, why suffer through it? Why stress? Why, you know, damage your health, your relationships? Why damage everything around you to get what you want when you let it go and it flows so easily? I'll mention something now that you said that. This is so powerful. And a lot of you are going to say, really? But I'm going to say it anyway, because I think it deserves backing up what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Just a few days ago, we had a Thanksgiving celebration here in completely different from the U.S. and different time zone. Different.
You're in Mexico, by the way. Mexico, for those.
But we do have a day that we set aside to thank God for everything He's given us. And I'm in charge of the turkey. I've been doing turkey for I don't know how many years, and mashed potatoes. Those are the two things I do. And I put my turkey in, ready to go. I know it takes, 6 to 8 hours, because a huge turkey is going to take that long. So I tell my wife, let's go get lunch and buy some things we needed. We come back 3 hours late and the oven had turned off.
Oh.
3 hours. So by the time I got the oven fixed and put the turkey back in, the first guests arrived. And right before I put in the turkey for the last time, I told my wife, just let it go. That's what we teach. Because you can imagine having, I think we had 26 guests here. The main dish was going to be turkey and no turkey. So I said, don't worry. You know, we'll figure it out. If we got to go get empanadas, we'll go get empanadas and we'll do okay.
Yeah.
We just sat around talking, enjoying. The rest of the crowd came in. And, you know, 2 hours into our conversation and all that, one of my sons comes over and he says, hey, the lady that helps us is asking you to go take a look at the turkey. I go, don't worry about the turkey. The turkey won't be ready until 1-2 in the morning. But she goes, no, she says that you really should take a look at it. Well, the turkey was fully cooked. It was, the turkey is cooked at 165 degrees and it was rating at from 185 to 190. And it was beginning to get burnt and she was afraid that I was going to burn. There's no way that this happens. It just doesn't occur. We talked to a chef friend of ours. He goes, hey, how can we rush a turkey? He goes, well, the best you can do is cut it up in pieces and try to see if it would be done, but still you're going to need 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
This is a turkey that was done in 2 hours in the same oven that it's always taken 8 hours.
And isn't that incredible?
Obviously, we were so grateful, and because of the occasion, we were able to say, and one more thing, we had a 2-hour turkey done. And what's amazing about this, that this is a simple, you know, everyday thing, yeah. But I'm beginning to live this with my clients on a day-to-day, on their relationships, on their business, on growing their business, on sales. I just had a client with he's a surgeon, and he was having a hard time closing surgeon clients because the amount of money they got to spend is a lot. And he was so worried about it that he went through one of our courses. He let go. And by letting go, now he's even charging. He has to charge for the consultation, which was free before because of the amount of people that are coming to him. The only thing that changed was mindset. The only thing that changed was letting it go.
Yeah. So Hoang, do me a favor for anybody that listening out, because I want to make sure that we drive the point home of how powerful this is just to let go. Define let go, because I want to put myself in the shoes of somebody listening to this podcast right now saying, well, where's the fine line between focusing, working, setting goals, pushing towards something, and letting go? Like where you see what I'm saying? Like, where's that fine line between what you focus on expands versus this is something I should just kind of let go.
Right. And I think the key there is need. If you have that need that it needs to happen, you're not letting go. Mm. It's when we get rid of that need is that all of a sudden realize whatever happens, if it comes, great. If it doesn't, great. There is no change. I still remain at the same level is when we have realized that we've let go. Right. Now, letting go is dealing with emotions. You got emotions that are going to be felt in your body, that they're going to be strong in your body. So pay attention to those emotions. Those are the ones you're not letting go. Let those emotions run through. Let them be expressed. Let them, don't suppress them or escape from them. You know, we may be afraid if some money is not going to come in. You know, let go of that fear. That's letting go, you know. Yeah. And if it comes, great. And if it doesn't, great. But, and once again, I think it's important, and I think it's towards what you were going with your question. It doesn't mean let it go to bed and hide. At all. It means do everything that you need to do with this peace of mind that everything is going to be okay no matter what.
That's right.
That's the difference.
There's a huge difference and distinction, which is why I wanted to ask that. I didn't want anybody listening saying, well, you're not saying just, you know, go hide out and sleep 18 hours a day and don't do anything. That's not what we're saying at all. I think the best way to summarize it, and I think that following week when I shared with you the results of what we were talking about, I think the words I used was, Hoang, I wasn't tied to the outcome.
Yeah, that's so key. It's okay.
That was the key right there. I wasn't tied to the outcome, you know? You kind of touched on this. This was one of the last questions I wanted to ask you here before we wind down. You shared with me an exercise that I think can impact a lot of people listening. I don't have the document in front of me, although I could probably pull it up. But I don't know if you remember which document, like, how do you, it's a specific
process.
Yeah, exactly. If you could talk about that, because, you know, we all deal with some type of negative emotion, whether it's stress or anxiety or any number of negative emotions that manifest in our lives and in our bodies in different ways for many of us. You shared with me something weeks ago that I was hoping you could, you know, kind of reveal to everybody, because I know it's had a big impact in your life as well. So how can we deal with some of these negative emotions that from time to time take over?
Okay. This is something I learned back in 2008, I think it was. I started using this from Christian Mickelson, I think is his name. And for me, it has been life-changing because what I've realized is everything that you're afraid of, everything that is interrupting your life, everything that's preventing you, that invisible force that's not letting you go through, it's an emotion. Mm. It's an emotion that can completely block you and stop you from taking the next step. And what this exercise is about is about thinking that gives you that fear that puts you into that state. And as soon as you have it very set, see where it's felt in the body. Look at it in your body, see where it's at, And then pay attention to it. Get out of your head now. Move away from your head and focus in the feeling itself, the physical feeling you're feeling. If you're feeling, if you're scared, you might feel pressure in the chest. You might feel your stomach right at the pit of your stomach. You might feel in the shoulders or in your neck. Usually the chest area is where we most feel it, but you can feel it anywhere in your body. You got to find it. Find that feeling. Pay attention to that feeling and be with that feeling. Send it love. Send it acceptance. Make sure that it just feels like it could be there, that it doesn't feel rejected. It doesn't feel like I need to get rid of you, but instead it feels like you love it. You care for it. It's you. You are it and it is you. So you just want to have this full acceptance of it and let it run its course. What's going to happen is that this emotion, this feeling has fuel. And what burns that fuel is your attention to it, that focused attention to it. And the more you focus attention, you'll see that it'll start diminishing. Mm. Sometimes you'll find a core, something even stronger that's in with that emotion, center in that, concentrate in that. And until it, once again, it burns the fuel. Once it's done, to test it is, once again, you think of the situation, you think of that situation that's causing you that fear or that anxiety or whatever. And if it's there, if you come back and you say, okay, I started out from 1 to 10, I started out at a 10. Did this exercise a Monday and a client said, well, I'm at a 10. JC, I'm at a 10. Mm-hmm. And we did it and he went through it. I asked him, you know, let's practice again. Let's think of the situation. He goes, where are you at now? He says, I'm a 3. So we did it again. And the second time he goes, I feel so happy. He's just said, you know, he couldn't even bring back that feeling. This morning I did it with a lady that's afraid. She was afraid to release her program. She wants to release a cosmetic, how to do cosmetics. She says, I've had this program six months and I haven't released it. And I go, why? And she goes, I'm afraid. And I immediately said, what are you feeling? She goes, right in my chest. And we worked through it with this exercise. We checked it out. And she goes, I'm happy. And she's just chilled out.
That's so awesome.
And yet she's thinking about the same situation. It's not like you change your mindset or your way of thinking. No, you get to the feeling that's within there and then that disappears. You got rid of that. And that's probably one of the biggest things that stops us from taking next steps to doing things that are, you call it challenging, that are going to make our business grow and our life grow.
That's so powerful, Hoang. And it's another one of those things that I would put in the counterintuitive bucket, because many times we feel like we want to run from those things.
Yeah.
But what you're suggesting, and I can attest to the fact that it works, is it's the exact opposite. Is you want to embrace it. You want to love it. You want to be with it. And then you take its power away, essentially, is the way that I kind of summarize it.
It's freed. Once again, every emotion has a time frame that it needs to accomplish. Mm-hmm. When we suppress it, repress it, or escape from it, you don't let it run its course. So it stays there, stays stuck. You know, when you let it run its course, it's just going to run its course. And when it's done, it's done. And that's it. The thing is that we are afraid of that feeling. Our fear is not true that we're afraid of growing our business, of making the next sale. We're afraid of being afraid. That's what we're afraid of. And that's why we don't face it. We hide from it.
Yeah. Super powerful, man. Last question before we get you out of here. And then I want to find out from you how people can reach out and where they can connect with you and just get to know you, find out more about, you know, your programs, et cetera. But one of the last things I always end the show with is I'd like for you to rewind the clock 20, 25 years. You've gained a tremendous amount of wisdom, experience. If you had to boil it down to one piece of advice that you would share with the 20, 25, 30-year-old Hoang, what would you tell yourself and how would that translate to people listening to this podcast right now?
Immediately, what comes to mind is be consistent on working on yourself. That's what I would tell myself over and over and over again. Because although I have had tremendous personal growth in so many years, my inconsistency is what has held me back. My inconsistency, if I look back, if I would have been consistent for, you know, 2, 3, 5 years, 10 years, the impact they would have had in my life would have been incredible. And so my recommendation is to be consistent with your personal growth. Don't get satisfied. Every time you reach that milestone or that feeling good state, you know, go inwards again and say, okay, now what comes up? What comes up? We're living in an age that our consciousness, our level of consciousness it's what's driving the world. It's what's really moving the world. Especially in the US, where consciousness is so high, highest in the world. And we impact the whole world because of that. And we don't realize that. And when we do it personally, we impact the world. We are impacting everybody around us because we are all one. We're not individuals as we see ourselves.
So true. I see it the exact same way. Thank you for sharing that, Hoang. Again, I want to, before we let you go here, and I'd like for you to let us know where people can reach you and find out more about you. I want to acknowledge you on this podcast. You know how much you mean to me. And just, I don't know where I would be without you in my life. And so thank you for pouring into me all these years. There's probably nothing you don't know about me. And we've had such intimate conversations and so much I've shared with you and vice versa. So really, really just genuinely appreciate you and thank you. Yeah, man. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm honored by what you said. And I also want to take the time to say that I wish I had more clients like you. A coach, I think it's only as good as the client is. You don't get any better than your client. It's impossible. And with you, I have seen your growth. I have seen your accomplishments. You're one of these guys that you look at the mark, at the bullseye, and you hit it. It's like you're an amazing guy. And so I honor you for not only you walk the talk. You're not the kind of guy that just talks out there, but you live it. I know it because I've seen you and I've seen your transformation and your growth. So
thank you. I mean, that means a ton to me. Where can people reach out to you? Obviously, we'll include any links or resources in the show notes page, but how do people get a hold of you?
The best way is email. Since I'm out of the country I'm traveling quite a bit. So email is the best thing. Is jcbernal, B-E-R-N-A-L, 829@gmail.com is the easiest email. It's the fastest. And that's the best way to reach me. I am on Instagram. Most of the programs are in Spanish, though, the ones I do on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm in LinkedIn also, JC Bernal 777. Okay. But email is the best way. By the way, because of all of you that are on the show that are listening right now, I'm offering Alex 10 sessions of breakthrough business coaching sessions. Absolutely free, and it's just for your people, for the 10 people that want to reach out to me and spend with me an hour and a half, really unblocking what's been holding you back and getting your business to grow. That's something that I'm offering 10 people. I don't have that many spaces, but for the first 10 people that come on.
That's a huge gift, brother. Genuinely appreciate that. I had no idea you were going to do that. And if anybody just wants to talk to me privately and ask me any questions about Hoang and just kind of the kind of work that he does, the type of coach he is, type of person he is, I'm more than happy to connect with you. Take advantage of that. You know, shoot him an email. Take advantage of that. I had no idea you were going to do that. So thank you, man. Thank you. That's a huge gift. So.
I'm honored to be here. I think you held back just that I would desire it so much, right?
No, not at all, man. Not at all. But like, it's like you said, you know, and it's the right perspective to have. It's the timing was just right, you know? And here's the last thing I'll say. This show probably wouldn't have existed without you. You know, directly and indirectly. So, it's been a long time coming. I know people are going to get a tremendous amount out of this and yeah, I just, again, thank you. And I know that, you know, you and I will be talking, I think tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And so my friends, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means the world to me that you've, you know, you're taking your valuable time to listen to us. And, you know, take advantage, reach out to Hoang. He's somebody who has worked with me, has helped my business, and has also helped my personal life. So take advantage of, you know, of just having a free coaching session with him. And if you have any questions and you want to reach out and you want to talk, I'm always happy to connect with somebody that listens to the show. So thank you. And I look forward to catching you on the next one. Talk soon.
Great to be here. Bye-bye.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.